Good morning, brethren. Well, I tell you, it's beautiful up here to see all the smiling faces. Hope your feast has been going well with you. With world conditions as they are, and the evil society that surrounds us, it's refreshing and encouraging, brethren, to reflect on the future that we will have in the kingdom of God. The Feast of Tabernacles pictures that time when we will begin experiencing eternal life in God's kingdom. So my purpose this morning is to show the future we have in God's kingdom is worth the trials and hardships we have in this life. So what will your life be like in the kingdom of God? And how will it bring you everlasting joy? Well, let's notice for a moment a few things that we can relate to in this life and apply to the life that we will have in the kingdom of God. Let's consider our bodies. Your body is a marvelous design mechanism. Its complicated systems provide you with the gift of physical life. But your body is subject to disease, injury, and aging. And these conditions can greatly reduce the joy of living. And then comes death that inevitably ends the physical life. But death is not the end, brethren, but it is the beginning. Because in the resurrection, we will be given eternal life. And that life will be in the form of a spirit-composed body. And that life will be for far more fulfilling. It's hard to imagine being transformed from physical to spiritual. All illness, injuries, and effects of aging will disappear. No more will we fear the conditions as being part of our life, because our bodies will be like the body of Christ, perfect, never grows old and weary. Please turn, if you will, to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. We will read verses 28 through 31 of Isaiah 40. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. He gives power to the weak, and to those whom have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In the kingdom of God, our bodies will have no limitations. We will not faint and grow weary. But for now, we are stimulated through the five senses that we have of sight, smell, taste, and hearing. You love to see beautiful sights, smell pleasant aromas, taste delicious foods, touch exquisite things, and listen to pleasing sounds. Well, so does God. The finest things in the universe surrounds Him at all times. Imagine having your spiritual senses function as God does. Not only will our bodies go through a change, but our minds will go through a change as well. In the kingdom of God, we will have the mind of God. Your mind is a masterpiece of God's creation. God has imparted to you, through the human spirit, the ability to think, to reason, and to understand. God did not give this quality to animals. Therefore, you are unique. But our minds are imperfect at this time because Satan constantly and relentlessly bombards our minds with elements of perverted nature. The pulls of the flesh lead us to suffer anguish of sin. So, brethren, what would it be like to exercise perfect character? Never sin. Well, as a spirit being, you will be perfect, as we read in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9. Your mind will be filled with knowledge as God unveils the secrets of the universe. Those secrets will be unveiled to you. All of life's unanswered questions will be answered. Do you have a problem remembering? We openly joked about this yesterday in the seniors' banquet. I have a problem remembering from time to time, and I think all of us do. But God doesn't. God doesn't have any problem remembering. Please turn to Psalm 147. Psalm 147. We will read verse 4 and 5 of Psalm 147. He counts the number of stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord, and mighty is in power. His understanding is infinite. So your mind, brethren, will become extremely efficient. Even a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without the knowledge of God. We find this in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 29. Your mind will be like God, filled with wisdom and the ability to make the right decisions at the right time in harmony with the right laws. Please turn back to Isaiah again, Isaiah chapter 11. We will read verse 1 through 4. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 through 4. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and a fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. We will be like Christ with these mind, so that we can use these principles, brethren, to produce righteous judgment. We will use these principles as we rule as kings and priests in the kingdom of God. As we all know, Satan will be put in restraint at Christ's return. No longer will his perverted nature influence humanity. God's government will be different from today's governments. You will have no fear of being unable to maintain control. You will have necessary authority to carry out your responsibilities. We find this in Zechariah chapter 14. And in that chapter shows human rebellion will be dealt with firmly. God's rule will bring an end to the evils plaguing mankind. Prosperity will replace poverty. Peace will eliminate warfare. And God's way will become the way of life for all. Much of our happiness and sorrow here on earth as humans depends on the quality of our relationship with other people. Sin is the enemy of happy relationships. It causes strife, backbiting, distrust, separation, because man is constantly under Satan's influence. But in the kingdom of God, you will not be under this curse. With sin eliminated, relationship will become as a reality in God's kingdom. There will be oneness. There will be unity. There will be truth, not deception. Respect, not ridicule. Concern, not neglect, because happiness will permeate throughout His kingdom. You know, God keeps happy, and He has commanded us to rejoice at this feast before Him. God surrounds Himself with happiness and enjoyable activities. Psalm 16 shows that being in the presence of God is the fullness of joy. The psalmist realized the joy of life only comes from God. Its origin is with God. And to be at God's right hand produces joy forever. So what does God enjoy? Well, God enjoys many things. But for one thing, He enjoys His family. And you are His family. And He enjoys you, brethren. And at this very moment, God is expanding His family. It's God's desire to share this joy with all mankind as a family in His kingdom. Your work will be exciting as you help direct rebuilding cities and the revitalization of farming. You will enjoy teaching people God's laws because the words you offer will bring them life. There will be opportunities to learn, to create, and to invent. The emphasis throughout eternity will be constantly producing greater accomplishments and achievements because a positive achievement is the key to happiness. And it will never end. Why? Because God is a doer. Everything in this physical world is temporary. Our clothes wear out. Our homes deteriorate. And eventually, we will die. In our society today, man struggles desperately to grab at the fleeting moments of physical pleasure, only to find out that death comes along and sweeps away all of his accomplishments and joy. But as we as begotten children of God, we departed from the ways of the world to go the way of God. And we now can be given eternal life in the kingdom of God. And that life will be a joyous life forever. So we are awaiting, brethren, the greatest event that could ever take place in the life of a human being. Birth into God's family. That knowledge should strengthen and motivate us to rejoice here at this feast. And not only here at this feast, but rejoice throughout your life. What a future we have, brethren, in the kingdom of God. There is a scripture that would be good for us to keep in mind, not only here at the feast, but throughout your lifetime. The scripture says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him." If we keep this scripture in mind, brethren, it gives us a vision. And that vision is the kingdom of God.